John Batchelor of the New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. Drugs, the war on drugs. I learned from an observation again from London that the war on drugs is always turned on three prongs, called so-called. Eradicating the cocoa, the raw material for cocaine, and the promotion of alternative livelihoods. That's one. And then there is the question of law enforcement and worrying about all elements of the production of cocaine and other drugs into the North. However, the question is raised, does eradication work? Does the war on drugs work? And Evan, there's a suggestion here. There's a German word, Kriegsmüdigkeit, meaning war weariness. I'm wondering if there's a war weariness on the war on drugs. And Colombia was always at the front line of this, cooperating with the U.S., whether we're going to see a turn away from eradication and enforcement and, in fact, a laissez-faire attitude about the whole region.
John, we are definitely seeing a turn away from cooperation for a variety of different reasons that have to do with a political change, that have to do with corruption, that have to do also with sensitivity over the prolonged effects in terms of internal violence and crime that drug flows through the region have had. But it's probably unprecedented when you look across the region that so many countries are reducing their cooperation with the United States and are increasing their growing of not only coca, but also the production of things like methamphetamines and the use of fentanyl and the production of opioids and related products. So, you know, when you look at Mexico, as we've talked about before, it's, AMLO with abrazos, no balazos, hugs, not bullets, but it's also the new Mexican security law that makes it a lot more difficult for the DEA and others in the U.S. to cooperate against groups like Sinaloa or Jalisco Nueva Generacion. If you look at Colombia, Petro, our president, the new president who takes power in August, has committed to move away from policies of forced eradication, which will again take taking off drug production in Colombia even farther. In Bolivia, there are already longstanding problems with the protection of cocoa growing for traditional uses by Evo Morales, but the current government of Luis Arce in Bolivia, again, it has very limited collaboration, and so you have takeoff of cocoa in Bolivia. In Peru, especially compounded by the effects of COVID-19, there's a new report by U.S. Office of National Drug Control Policy, ONDCP, indicating that Peru, because of the suspension of eradication in places like the Vrime, the Apurímac and Mentaro, and any river valley, a key place where cocoa is produced, that has taken off and a 20% increase in cocoa production in Peru. So literally, as you look across the region in the traditional sites, it's up. One estimate is that Latin America cocoa production has doubled. And it's not even just in the traditional sites, but places that used to be transit countries are now becoming production countries. There was an Insight crime report, very important, talking about how Venezuelan border regions are becoming major producers, even rivaling Colombia for cocoa production. And even places like Honduras and Guatemala, there is cocoa fields being found there. And even in places like the Dominican Republic. And so the trends are extremely worrisome across the region.
And because of this, in our final 30 seconds, do you believe that President-elect Petro is in a place to address the narco-terrorism, or without eradication, but with the taking on the mobs? We have 30 seconds.
Petro could address these things, but it does not appear that he will in a meaningful way. It appears that he will try to find a way of working with the groups. And unfortunately, the takeoff of drug production means more money, more corruption, and a deepening of problems and a further loss of confidence in the political systems and democracy in the region.
Professor Evan Ellis, the U.S. Army War College Latin American Research Professor, Strategic Studies Institute. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.